The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Believe it or not, Friday is here. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Friday, June 9th, 2023, Friday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the optional memorial of Saint Ephrem, deacon and doctor of the Church. He was a poet, teacher, orator, defender of the faith. Ephrem is the only Syriac Christian recognized as a doctor of the Church. He was born in 306 in Nisibis, Mesopotamia, baptized as a young man, became famous as a teacher in his native city. When the Christian emperor had to cede Nisibis to the Persians, Ephrem fled as a refugee to Edessa. He had a prolific pen, and although he was not a man of great scholarship, his works reflect deep insight and knowledge of the scriptures. Ephrem preferred a simple, austere life. He lived in a small cave overlooking the city of Edessa. It was there that he died in 373. Saint Ephrem, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts with the longings of Christ's sacred heart so that we might truly offer our persons and works in union with Him for the salvation of the world. Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we consecrate ourselves to your sacred heart, and we offer ourselves with you to the Father in your holy sacrifice of the Mass with our prayer, works, sufferings, and joys of this day in reparation for our sins and that your kingdom come. We especially pray for the Church throughout the whole world, for the Holy Father and his intentions, for the evangelization and conversion of the whole world, for our bishop and his intentions, for our parish, and for our families and their needs. Listen to us, O Lord, through Christ your Son. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that the international community may commit in a concrete way to ensuring the abolition of torture and guarantee support to victims and their families. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In today's Gospel, Lord Jesus, we contemplate you in the temple area, in the mighty temple of Jerusalem, with enormous proportions, a majestic building, huge. And there we find you teaching, as we so often find you, you, Lord Jesus, who are the great teacher, the rabbi, the teacher with a capital T. And Saint Mark tells us, as Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, "How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord, so how is he his son?" The great crowd heard this with delight. Here we see Jesus teaching the people a very simple and, I suppose, straightforward argument that what is claimed by the scribes, that Christ is the son of David, doesn't make sense, because David himself addresses the Christ as Lord. Jesus, when I contemplate you teaching in this way, showing the reasonableness of the gospel, the rationality of the faith, its truth, it helps me to think about so many people who, in my own life, in my own environment, all around me in the world, are very needy of hearing the rational basis for the faith. So many people perhaps who don't suspect at all that there are well-founded philosophical human reasons for our Catholic faith. They've never heard them. They've never had that opportunity. This is a real need nowadays, perhaps especially when there's a great tendency to oppose science to faith, as if experimental sciences were somehow completely opposed to religious faith, whereas in fact faith and reason always go hand in hand because they are both ways of finding the truth. But so many people have never heard that. They've never heard a cogent argument for the truths of the faith. So Lord, in my prayer today, I want to pray that I, that we, that many Catholics, all of us to whatever degree we can, would become familiar with what is traditionally called apologetics. That we would be in a position, each in our own way, in our own environment, to show forth the coherence and beauty and truth of the faith. We didn't arrive in the last shower, as they say. We have wonderful examples, of course, in the history of the Church, so many great saints, including Saint Justin's, whose feast we celebrated recently, who put a great deal of effort into showing how all that was true and reasonable in philosophy is completely compatible with the faith, because the truth is one. The truth can only be one. Our faith is not arbitrary, it's not a fable, it's not a myth. Our faith is rooted in human nature and in human reason. And I suppose for that reason, the faith has always been profoundly humanizing. It has always produced great culture. We think of our great intellectual tradition in the Church. St. Thomas Aquinas comes to mind immediately. Somebody who brought about an unprecedented synthesis of Aristotle's thought and Greek thought and the Gospel. Or we think of, before St. Thomas, St. Augustine, one of the greatest intellects known in human history. Or we think also of the beautiful works of art which have come from the faith, be it cathedrals, or musical compositions, or works of literature, or painting, or sculpture. All of that shows the rationality of the faith, the beauty of the faith, the truth of the faith, the coherence of the faith. That the faith is rooted in human nature, in human history, that it's not something that's fallen out of the sky. Lord, I pray with all my heart that there would be a renewal in this apostolate of giving the apologetics of the faith, that giving the rational basis for the faith, showing them forth. Joseph Pierce, who's that well-known English-American writer and biographer. He has written a book about his own conversion to Catholicism entitled Race with the Devil. And in it, he talks about his conversion. And in his conversion, the writings of G.K. Chesterton were really important. Chesterton, of course, was a wonderful apologist. He was somebody who showed forth the reasons for the faith in his own inimitable way. That's how he wrote. He brought so many people to the faith and still does. And Joseph Pierce, he says the following about Chesterton. He says, quote, I realize now what I had no way of realizing then, that it was the combination of Chesterton's eminently rational mind and his transparently virtuous heart that had captured and captivated me. It was the presence of goodness, the light of sanctity shining forth in the darkness, the life of love that can kill all hatred. It's a beautiful testimony to G.K. Chesterton. On the one hand, that Chesterton shows forth the reasonableness of the faith, the rationality behind the faith, but also his own virtuousness, his own goodness, his own holiness shone through. In the end, of course, we know that faith is always a gift. We can't simply convince a person to believe. Only you, Lord Jesus, can grant the gift of faith. But there's no doubt that we can do a lot of preparatory work, and the church has always done that through apologetics, through engaging with contemporary culture and showing the many, points of convergence between contemporary culture and the faith, also showing the points of divergence. I remember hearing a story once about a young man who had no faith, no belief in God, and he came across, became friends with another young man who was a committed Catholic. And the committed Catholic was very good and very diligent and loved his friend a lot and wanted to share the faith with him without forcing him, but he did propose it to him. And they had many sessions talking about reasons for believing in God, reasons for being a Catholic, reasons for the faith, trying to give him the apologetics, the rational basis for the faith. And nothing seemed to really have any impact on this young man. And then one day, this young man who had no faith turned up at the house of his Catholic friend and said, "I've got to be baptized." And his Catholic friend, of course, was overjoyed and was thinking in his mind, "I wonder which of the reasons I gave him clinched it for him. I wonder, was it what I said about the reasons for the existence of God or for the truth of the Gospels or you know, what was it?" So he asked him, "Well, why have you come to this conclusion? Why do you believe in God now, having said for so many months that you don't believe in God, no matter what I said to you?" And his friend said to him, "Well, it's very simple. Just this morning when I was getting on the underground to go to college, there were thousands and thousands of people, as usual, in the station. And I just noticed a really simple thing, an amazing thing, that everyone has a slightly different earlobe. Everyone has a different ear. And I just thought, that's so amazing. Everyone is so unique. There must be a God. Who could have created all those things? Who could have created such a variety within human nature?" And this might sound like something ridiculous, and yet it's not. Because grace is a gift. Our faith is a gift of grace, which is freely given by our Lord. And it can be sparked off by even, you might say, something as slightly funny observance like that. Observing something that we mightn't give importance to. Something about the beauty of the creation of the human being, our ears in the metro. That's not to say that all the groundwork which had been done by his Catholic friend was to no avail. On the contrary, I'm sure, in some ways, the grace of faith granted that young man was granted also as a fruit of the effort, the diligence, and the love of his Catholic friend. So, Lord Jesus, as I contemplate you, the great teacher in today's gospel, I ask you for the grace to be also in my own way your teacher. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. We'll begin praying the Liturgy of the Hours for today in just a couple of minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, June 9th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this day of prayer now as we join with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Almighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Surely goodness and mercy shall Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
O Lord, plead my cause against my foes. Fight those who fight me. Take up your buckler and shield. Arise to help me. O Lord, say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescue the weak from the strong and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather. They gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery and gnash their teeth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly. Amid the throng, I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen. Do not be silent. Do not stand afar off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, Great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice all day long, of your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you rescue the poor from their oppressors, and you rose to the aid of your beloved Son against those who unjustly sought his life. Look on your church as we journey to you, that the poor and weak may recognize the help you provide and proclaim your saving act.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
My son, take my words to heart.
Do as I say, and you will live.
From the Book of Job. The Lord said to Job, Will we have arguing with the Almighty by the critic? Let him who would correct God give answer. Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am of little account. What can I answer you? I put my hand over my mouth. Though I have spoken once, I will not do so again. Though twice, I will do so no more. Then the Lord addressed Job out of the storm and said, Gird up your loins now like a man. I will question you, and you tell me the answers. Would you refuse to acknowledge my right? would you condemn me, that you may be justified? Have you an arm like that of God, or can you thunder with a voice like his? Adorn yourself with grandeur and majesty, and array yourself with glory and splendor. Let loose the fury of your wrath, tear down the wicked and shatter them. Bring down the haughty with a glance, bury them in the dust together. In the hidden world, imprison them. Then will I too acknowledge that your own right hand can save you. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be hindered. I have dealt with great things that I do not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I cannot know. I had heard of you by word of mouth, but now my eye has seen you. Therefore I disown what I have said, and repent in dust and ashes.
I have heard of you by word of mouth, O Lord, but now that I have seen you for myself, I disown all that I have said,
and I repent in dust and ashes.
Though I have spoken once, I will not speak again. Though twice, I will do so no more. I shall put my finger against my lips, and I repent in dust and ashes.
A reading from a sermon by Baldwin of Canterbury, Bishop. The Lord knows the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. Without a doubt, every one of them is known to Him, while we know only those which He lets us read by the grace of discernment. The spirit of man does not know all that is in man, nor all of the thoughts which he has, willingly or unwillingly. Man does not always perceive his thoughts as they really are. Having clouded vision, he does not discern them clearly with his mind's eye. Often under the guise of devotion, a suggestion occurs to our mind, coming from our own thoughts, or from another person, or from the tempter. And in God's eyes, we do not deserve any reward for our virtue. For there are certain limitations of true virtues, as also of vices which play tricks with the heart and bedazzle the mind's vision. As a result, the appearance of goodness often seems to be in something which is evil, and equally the appearance of evil seems to be in something good. This is a part of our wretchedness and ignorance, causing us anguish and anxiety. It has been written, there are paths which seem to man to be right, but which in the end lead him to hell. To avoid this peril, St. John gives us these words of advice. Test the spirits to see if they are from God. Now, no one can test the spirits to see if they are from God unless God has given him discernment of spirits to enable him to investigate spiritual thoughts, inclinations, and intentions with honest and true judgment. Discernment is the mother of all virtues. Everyone needs it either to guide the lives of others or to direct and reform his own life. In the sphere of action, a right thought is one ruled by the will of God, and intentions are holy when directed single-mindedly toward Him. In a word, we could see clearly through any action of ours, or into our entire lives, if we had a simple eye. A simple eye is an eye, and it is simple. This means that we see by right thinking what is to be done, and by our good intentions we carry it out with simple honesty, because deceitful action is wrong. Right thinking does not permit mistakes. A good intention rules out pretense. This, then, is true discernment, a combination of right thinking and good intention. Therefore, we must do all our actions in the light of discernment, as if in God and in His presence.
The Lord has told you, O man, what is good.
And this is what He expects of you, to do what is right, to love goodness, and to walk humbly with your God.
Trust in the Lord and do good, and you shall possess the land.
And this is what he expects of you,
to do what is right,
to love goodness, and to walk humbly with your God.
Let us pray. O God, whose providence never fails in its design, keep from us, we humbly beseech you, all that might harm us, and grant all that works for our good, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Today's Gospel is coming up in just a couple of minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time, June 9th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord puts a question to the people as he teaches. It's from the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
As Jesus taught in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, till I put thy enemies under thy feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?"
And the great throng heard him gladly.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Let's talk a little bit about the guardian angels. You know, everybody has one. You have one, I have one, and they're always there to help us. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 3, Ordinary Time. In spite of the perfection associated with spiritual nature, the angels do not have divine power or wisdom. They cannot read the inside of consciences because they do not have unlimited knowledge. This is why it is necessary for us to let them know what we need of them at every moment. We do not need to use words, but it is necessary to direct ourselves to them with our mind because their intelligence has the capacity to know what we explicitly imagine and think. Hence the frequent recommendation to foster a deep friendship with our own guardian angel. In the order of the senses, our conversation with our guardian angel is less ascertainable than our conversation with a friend on earth, but its effectiveness is far greater. The advice he gives comes from God and affects us more deeply than the human voice can. His capacity to hear and understand us is immeasurably greater than that of even one's best friend, not only because he is constantly at our side, but because he penetrates far more deeply into what we need or what we express. The help he can give in our interior life is very valuable. He can improve our piety, direct us in our mental and vocal prayer, and help us particularly to keep presence of God. Our guardian angel will keep a check on our imagination if we ask him when it persists in getting in the way of our work or our relationship with God. Somehow he will suggest to us resolutions to improve, or a simple and practical way of specifying some good desire which has remained inoperative up to now. We will always know we can trustingly ask him to pray to God for us, saying those things to him that we are unable to express in our personal prayer because of our own clumsiness. We can ask him to suggest to us the right words in spiritual direction so that we learn to live complete simplicity and sincerity once we have made our examination of conscience together with him. In moments of weakness, our contact with our guardian angel will make us more serene. The mission of the guardian angel begins on earth, but it will have its fulfillment in heaven because his friendship is destined to last forever. Its subject matter is so intimate and personal that the bonds of supernatural friendship which began on earth will remain forever in heaven. At the moment when we give an account to God of our life, He will be a great ally of ours. It is He who, at your particular judgment, will remember the kind deeds you performed for our Lord throughout your life. Furthermore, when you feel lost before the terrible accusations of the enemy, your angel will present those intimations of your heart, which perhaps you yourself might have forgotten, those proofs of love which you might have had for God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That is why you must never forget your guardian angel, and that Prince of Heaven will not abandon you now or
in Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers,
and afterwards
at your local
eternity store. Let's pray now with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, He who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in joy and strength of the Holy Spirit we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
Truly with you, God is hidden, the God of Israel, the Savior. Those are put to shame and disgrace who vent their anger against him. Those go in disgrace who carve images.
Israel, you are saved by the Lord, saved forever. You shall never be put to shame or disgrace in future ages.
For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in.
I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken from hiding, nor from some dark place of the earth. And I have not said to the descendants of Jacob, look for me in an empty waste. I, the Lord, promise justice. I foretell what is right.
Come and assemble, gather together, you fugitives among the Gentiles. They are without knowledge who bear wooden idols and pray to gods that cannot save.
Come here and declare in council together, who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old. Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me.
Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth, for I am God. There is no other.
By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word.
To me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying, only in the Lord are just deeds and power.
Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
Let us go into God's presence singing for joy.
Let us go into God's presence singing for joy.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. With joy and gladness we cry out to you, Lord, and ask you, open our hearts to sing your praises and announce your goodness and truth.
Let us go into God's presence, singing for joy.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Never let evil talk pass your lips. Say only the good things men need to hear, things that will really help them. Do nothing that will sadden the Holy Spirit, with whom you were sealed against the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, all passion and anger, harsh words, slander, and malice of every kind. In place of these, be kind to one another, compassionate, and mutually forgiving, just as God has forgiven you in Christ. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
At daybreak, be merciful to me.
At daybreak, be merciful to me.
Make known to me the path that I must walk.
Be merciful to me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
At daybreak,
be merciful to me.
The Lord has come to his people and set them free.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has come to his people and set them free.
Through his cross, the Lord Jesus brought salvation to the human race. We adore him, and in faith we call out to him. Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Christ, rising sun, warm us with your rays.
And restrain us from every evil impulse.
Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Keep guard over our thoughts, words, and actions.
And make us pleasing in your sight this day.
Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Turn your gaze from our sinfulness.
And cleanse us from our iniquities.
Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Through your cross and resurrection,
fill us with the consolation of the Spirit.
Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God, our Father, you conquer the darkness of ignorance by the light of your word. Strengthen within our hearts the faith you have given us. Let not temptation ever quench the fire that your love has kindled within us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And so Friday is underway and the weekend is coming up. Be sure to keep it holy. Remember, there is no bad time to pray. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. Patrick Madrid is along a bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the relevant radio app. In the meantime, you go out, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.